Thank you, everyone. We will now continue with our public hearing. And I would ask that we will have, I have three speakers who have not spoken yet on the list. Anyone who has spoken twice will not be allowed to speak anymore. So we will continue on with our public hearing. And I would ask that when you come forward, if you could please sit at the table here and turn the mic on. State your name and address. Direct all statements to the chair. And your limit is 5 minutes. After we go through the three that we have here, or if there's more that register after this, we will open it up for those individuals to speak for the second time if they so wish. So at this time, I would ask Jennifer Yannens. I apologize if it's wrong. If you could please state your name, then I can. No, the mic is not on.
Yeah.
Now it's on.
That sounds good. Thank you very much. My name is Jennifer Yosenhans. I'm from the community of Second Peninsula. And while I'm usually an agitator in meetings like this looking for more environmental ambition, I just wanted to commend the council and Mayor Bolivar Getson for taking a strong stance in the absence of other coastal protection regulations under the purview of the provincial government. And I wanted to particularly thank you for the strong stance that you took on the potential loopholes in the Beaches Act. This is a matter of great concern for the coalition which I lead, which works on coastal and marine protection here in Nova Scotia and also across Canada. And I merely wanted to congratulate you all on your ambition. I'm very much looking forward to seeing these come into action. I hope that that happens in a timely manner. I know that we've been doing these types of consultations for at least 16 months under my watch, which is means, of course, that they've been going on for far longer than that. So thank you. Thank you on behalf of myself, the conservation community, and future generations who will benefit from strong legislation. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We have Marilyn Congdon. Could I ask that you come over to this side, please? And again, if you could just press the button on the mic and state your name and the community that you live in.
My name is Marilyn Congdon, and I'm from Upper Kingsburg. I've been here before. I thank you for hearing my voice. I also wanted to commend the Municipal Council for taking action on coastal regulations. I think it's a great job. Great job done. I just want to read the short letter that I wrote to the council expressing how I feel I'm representing the Kingsburg Coastal Conservancy in Kingsburg. And we did write a short letter in support of what the council is doing. The Kingsburg Coastal Conservancy, incorporated in 1995, has as one of its core values to protect the coast and its associated wetlands, along with other ecologically sensitive areas on the Kingsburg Peninsula. And right now, the Kingsburg Coastal Conservancy has over 500 supporters on its list. The Kingsburg Coastal Conservancy, Incorporated, is considering considering the pressure of development and sea level rise that would threaten people's homes and endanger natural habitats, the Kingsburg Coastal Conservancy supports the municipality of the District of Lunenburg in their efforts to control development in these areas. Thank you for taking on this initiative on behalf of us all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Teresa Gallant. Teresa Gallant. Yes?
It's me. That's me, but I didn't mean to.
So you did not want to speak? Okay. So that concludes the list of speakers that we have that have not spoken twice. I would ask if there are any members of the public who have not registered to speak who would like to come forward and address the council on these amendments at this time. Again, are there any members of the public who have not registered who wish to speak to come forward at this time? We have an individual who would like to speak for the third time, and we did allow another member to speak for the third time. Karen, if you would like to come forward for the third time.
Karen Reinhart, New Cumberland and Crescent Beach. I just want to reiterate the fact that I support regulations, and I have neglected to say that I appreciate the work that's gone into it by the council and staff. But I really would like to implore you to reconsider, no, that's not the right word, to look to pause and go back and fix some of the regulations that I mentioned before that I think are really not suitable for the spirit of what you're trying to do. And I think that that's all I ask, is that you take a second look at your first set of good regulations and your second set of much less good regulations and see if you can do some more work. I would not like to see this abandoned. We already had the province abandon one. I don't want to see you abandon it, and I worry that that's what will happen. But please take a second look. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you. So I'm going to go over a review of the process from this time. So municipal council may make a decision at a future council meeting once the public hearing has closed. A special council meeting has been scheduled for Tuesday, June 18th at 9 a.m., at which time we will consider second reading and subsequent approval of the amended municipal planning strategy and the new municipal-wide land use policy bylaw. Should council approve the documents, they are forwarded to the Provincial Department of Municipal Affairs for review and confirmation that they do not conflict with any provincial statements of interest. A notice of approval is then issued advising of the adoption of these documents, and the date that the public notice is published is the date the municipal planning strategy and municipal-wide land use bylaw becomes effective. Before we go, I would like to thank the residents who have participated in this process this afternoon and this evening, as well as staff and council. In closing, I would like to remind councillors that this public hearing is the final opportunity for public input. Therefore, no further public input may be considered. This includes phone calls, emails, conversations, or texts from any or all sources. I now declare this public hearing closed.